This is Mike Strong in Hayes for HPPR. The book is Border Radio by Gene Fowler. Let's see here. This is a letter from Mary Jedlicka, Joe Shedlick said, as he opened the envelope under the microphone, then unfolded the paper with a hand-printed message. Mary wants to wish happy birthday to her great-granddad. He's 91. And can I play a polka by Happy Louie for him? I was 19 on my first radio station gig, KTTT, that's KTTT in Columbus, Nebraska, my hometown. I was hired primarily for news, also working occasional DJ, ad production, and engineer for the Big Joe Polka Show. Joe was Polish, his wife Bohemian, they called their kids Pohunks. Community had overlapping ethnicities, Polish, Czech, Bohemian, Swedish, German, Croatian, with polkas, schottisches, obedics, mazurkas, and other rhythms. Me? I couldn't tell the difference. They all sounded the same to me. At 19, I was listening to rock and roll played by slick announcers in Omaha, developing the smooth and excited radio delivery we have today. And I couldn't imagine how the homespun quality of Joe's program could have a huge, loyal, and adoring fan base. But he did. People wrote in letters by the bagful. Joe was gold, absolute delicious gold. It just took me a few years to realize how priceless. Joe himself came out of a period when radio was fresh. In the 1930s, movie musicals, especially cowboy musicals, were everywhere. And on the border, Brinkley Station, XER was celebrating in Del Rio and Villa Acuña, as nearby Eagle Pass and Piedra Negras worried that tourism and industry would pass them by. Piedras Negras, named for its coal mines, was losing out to oil. Eagle Pass and Piedras Negras wanted their own border station to blast out news of their new developments, agriculture, irrigation, fishing, hunting, and land to develop into citrus farms. The engineer who had built XER, Will Branch, was on the project. The new station was to be named XEPN, after Eagle Pass, Piedras Negras. This was to be tied into overall area economic development. There were investors all the way up to Kansas. They would have a snappy jazz orchestra, comedians, singers, opera singers, fiddlers, and even cowboy yodelers. Nolan Reinhardt started broadcasting on a 250-watt station in Brady, Texas. As Cowboy Slim Reinhardt, he would become the number one singing wrangler on XEPN. The story goes that when Reinhardt auditioned, the musical director, Don Howard, thought Cowboy Slim was the worst singer ever. But XEPN pitchman Major Chord thought Reinhardt was the greatest cowboy singer. He predicted money. That first week on XEPN, veteran musicians made fun of him. But the next week, Cowboy Slim pulled in more mail than all of them together. Reinhardt and singing cowgirl Patsy Montana then teamed up. Her recording of I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart was the first major hit by a female country artist. Patsy Montana came from Chicago, where she had listened to border radio. Patsy didn't think much of Reinhardt, so when they went on tour to the East Coast, she was surprised to realize how popular he was. His style connected with the people. They listened to him, bought his records, sent him letters, and purchased his $1 guitar course. Cowboy Slim Reinhardt was gold, delicious gold. Those were days and nights. Now, let's have a That's My Girl Obedic Polka by Happy Louie. This is Mike Strong in Hayes for HPPR Radio Readers Book Club.